Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. It is Friday, August 7th, 2009. I'm your host, Adam Paulus. This is the Entertainment Earth Podcast, which is, of course, a podcast for the Entertainment Earth store. Although it doesn't talk a lot about the store, we try to entertain you. So, what do we got on tap this week? Movies. Last week at the box office, Funny People was number one with $22.7 million, which is also how many minutes it is long. Harry Potter was number two, $17.9 million. G4, $17.5. The Ugly Truth, $13.2. And Aliens in the Attic had $8 million, which is probably about all it's going to make. This week, in wide release, you can see G.I. Joe, Julie and Julia, and A Perfect Getaway. A lot of reviews for G.I. Joe were held back because there was no preview screenings of the film, but more of them are getting out now, and they're not great. But then again, if you're the kind of person that wants to see a G.I. Joe movie, you're the kind of person that wants to see a G.I. Joe movie. I don't know if I'll be going to see the G.I. Joe movie. But in limited release, you can see Paper Heart, I Sell the Dead, Cold Souls, Bliss, and Beeswax, if you're so inclined. Movie and TV news and other stuff. I saw Moon last weekend, and it was totally awesome. Go see it if it's playing near you. It and World's Greatest Dad, two favorite movies of 2009 so far. Moon looks like a 1970s sci-fi film. It does not talk down to the audience. The special effects are almost entirely practical. That means no computer-generated stuff. It's all little models and lighting tricks and stuff like that. It's great. It's fantastic. It's the best news you could hear all day. Now we have the worst news you could hear all day. Legendary filmmaker John Hughes has died. You may remember him for every movie released in the 1980s. Paula Abdul has left American Idol, which is almost as sad news. Not really, but at the movies, the TV show that was formerly the domain of Siskel and Ebert has been updated again with critics A.O. Scott and Michael Phillips taking over for the current two forgettable hosts. A new website called The Real UHF has launched, which is basically Tim and Eric minus one of the levels of irony. The most recognizable faces on the new show are Dr. Demento and Neil Hamburger, and we give Neil a pass because, well, he's America's funny man. It's another viral video site thing, and if you are interested in such things, there you go. New comedy release news that I have stolen from the Comedy Is Dead blog at comedyisdeadblogspot.com. Doug Benson's CD Unbalanced Load was released this week. It was the number one comedy album on iTunes for about a day. Incredibad retook the throne shortly. DVDs. This week you can buy Flight of the Conchords, Season 2, Tim and Eric's Awesome Show, Great Job, Season 3, and a DVD from John Heffron called Middle Class Funny. He was a Last Comic Standing winner, if that's worth anything to you. Toy news! What do we have this week? Oh, Flash Gordon! Prince Baron Dale Arden and Clytus, the non-Comic Con variants, are now available from Biff Bang Pow. You probably can guess where you can order them. They may be available elsewhere as well, near you. But I would recommend ordering them from the finest toy store on the internet. And failing that, you can order from Entertainment Earth. Transformers. In Japan, Takara Tomy is releasing a black repaint of Soundwave in limited edition release. Enjoy. Big Lebowski. Non-talking versions of Jesus the Stranger and Donnie are now available at the same place you ordered the Flash Gordon toys. MattyCollector.com is doing a revised Masters of the Universe He-Man and Skeletor figures later this year with deco and packaging changes. For starters, the boxes now say the original on them. Kind of like the original reissues of He-Man and Skeletor did back in the 80s. Subscriptions to the 2010 action figure line are also up and pretty much ending right now. If you subscribe to the year's worth of figures, you got to pay shipping on every single one. It costs you $20 more, but for that extra $20, you get a free figure. So basically, I don't understand how their math works, because you just paid for that figure. The figure is $1. It's basically an update of what has been called, but may not actually be, the Wonder Bread He-Man figure. And if you don't know what that means you're not a Masters of the Universe collector. So, there you go. Muppets. Tonerdoll is releasing a Miss Piggy, as seen in Pigs in Space. It's actually pretty slick. Dexter, Normal Dexter, and the Dark Defender Dexter figures are now available at your favorite internet retailer. These things are selling, shall we say, well. So if you want one, or you know someone who does, now would be a very good time to consider ordering it. And for you G.I. Joe people, the G.I. Joe convention starts August 13th. I'll bring you news as we have it. It's supposed to be pretty Cobra-friendly, I guess. And one more thing, Star Wars! Because that's why I'm here half the time. Commander Pons, the Toys R Us exclusive clone trooper that's supposed to come out at the end of September as a gift with purchase at Toys R Us. That's out now, and they're selling it. So basically, someone didn't get the memo, and if you want it, you might want to start looking, and it's $10. What is it? It's a Captain Rex repaint. Instead of painting the blonde fuzz on his head, they just left it bald. And it's missing a pauldron. It's a pretty nice-looking figure, new helmet and everything. But don't say I didn't let you know early. If you miss it, and you didn't buy it when you had the chance, you might not be able to get it. I'd rather just wait personally and get it for free, but then again, I'd rather just have the figure than have to deal with eBay in a year, so, bleh. Anyway.
It's the blowout sale at Entertainment Dinner!
Hey kids, it's August! That means it's time to spend money on toys at a much, much lower price. At Entertainment Earth, right now, you can go to entertainmentearth.com, click on the big blowout banner that says Summer Blowout Sale! Up to 80% off select items while supplies last. Hundreds of items are on sale right now. You can get a Firefly Serenity ornament for $11.70. You can get a Star Wars Joker Squad exclusive action figure set for $26 even. The previous exclusive Crimson Empire Crucible figures, $24.90. Indiana Jones Temple of Doom figures, way for $80. The TIE Fighter with the Rebel logo on the side, $31.50. The Millennium Falcon, $114.60. DC Universe action figures, way 7, $75.60. Wonder Woman action figure, $10.10. Olive Spartan from Halo Series 3, $7.30. Heart Pony, the blue one from Hasbro, is $9.90. You can get Michael Jordan for $110. Okay, I'll stop now. Don't forget, all these items can be yours. Sale.entertainmentearth.com. Right now, get them while the getting's good. There are only 723 items left. Many have been sold out.
That's all for this week, everyone. I am Adam Paula signing off. Follow me on Twitter, if you can, because Twitter is working so well right now. Twitter.com/EntEarth. You can also follow me, Twitter.com/Adam16Bit. You can check out our blog, blog.entertainmentearth.com. Our sale.entertainmentearth.com. And don't forget, our brand new catalog is going to be coming straight to your mailbox if you're on our mailing list around the beginning of September, around Labor Day. So get up for that. That's going to be good times. We're putting some exciting stuff in there. And that's all. See you guys next time. Okay, if you're still there, and obviously you need some time to kill, I went to the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater this week once again because I enjoy doing that. You can see a lot of shows there really cheap here in Los Angeles. This week I saw twofer. One was the I Love Movies podcast with Doug Benson being taped live with Adam Carolla and Patton Oswalt. It was awesome. As of right now when I'm recording this, it is not online to download. It probably will be later today or tomorrow, I'm guessing, because they're usually a couple days behind. It was fantastic. I highly recommend you download it because it involves talking about car movies and other general time-wasting things. And the Boring Police show up. Also, I saw Comedy Death Ray, which this week was a taping, one of two parts of a taping of the Benson Interruption CD, which is coming out on a Special Thing Records. This CD involves Doug Benson interrupting other stand-up comics. So, for example, Paul Scheer comes out from Human Giant. And he starts going on about stuff, and then Doug asks him a question about something, and they go back and forth. And Andy Dick was there, Scott Aukerman was there, and my phone is ringing, so we're going to wrap it up right there. See you guys all next time. Hello?